that there's going to be a standardized use case ever for any faces, depending, just because the weighting is going to be so different from head to head, and the bones are going to, positions are going to be slightly different. And because of the fact that you can just intuitively tell when a animation is off, when you look at a face, you're not going to have a standardized, joint position, and you're not going to have a standardized weighting, unless the Linden Lab, you know, releases a default head that, you know, everybody would use by default. So without that scenario, I really don't see that that there's any point in, like, creating a standardization. I think it would be better to prepare for playing, having each individual head be able to play an animation appropriate to it, rather than to have each, try to create a standardized, you know, kind of AO style, like, I want my avatar to smile. I think it would be better to contain the animations inside, you know, the head for that head, so, like, okay, this is how this head smiles, and then you just have some alternative exterior, you know, input that says, okay, this is how we this head should smile now. So I suggested that you do that via LSL, and therefore you don't actually need any alteration to the actual, the skeletal structure, or, you know, to decide on a default to start with, as long as the standardization exists, create problems down the road with, you know, AO style animations that are obviously going to be incompatible with every other head.
Okay, I don't agree that there can't be a standard, because wherever the bones are, technically it doesn't matter, because you set the bones, you put the mesh there, you weight the bones, and then wherever you move them is wherever they go. But that said, if you have a good set of standards that matches up with a normal human face, then you can put any variety of faces on there, and if they're properly weighted, they will smile relatively well on a nice animation.
My thought on the matter is that translations are the better way to go for realism, but if we're trying to achieve the sorts of animations that you can play on, say, 80% of heads and they're going to work, the only way to achieve that would be through rotation. However, I think that Elizabeth's idea that she presented way in the beginning about starting now as a creator, as creators, to enforce that each head is going to play its own animations, and this is going to be this standard script that everyone uses to ping that head and get that head's smile or that head's frown or that head's surprise expression, would be the best way to do it. But as for where to put the bones, I think by default we ought to go with rotation. It's going to look wrong. There will be heads on which you play an animation and it will obviously look like utter crap on that head because it's going to rotate too far or not far enough. But if we do translations, there's no way to scale that. I think it should be up to the creator. If they want their head to use translations, they should do that, and they should ping into that system that it'll play its own animations and everything will work beautifully. But by default, I think rotations are the way to go.
Yeah, I agree.